feeding more into the psyop of AI, right? This came from Fox News. ChatGPT falsely accuses Jonathan Turley of sexual harassment and concocts a fake Washington Post story to support his allegation. It says George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley doubled down on warnings surrounding the dangers of artificial intelligence on Monday after he was falsely accused of sexual harassment by the online bot ChatGPT, which cited a fabricated article supporting the allegation. So apparently this ChatGPT created its own story, this fake story, saying that Turley was accused of sexual harassment, excuse me. Now, I can't even get my thoughts out anymore, because it's like in real time now. You can make the, maybe they're scraping my thoughts, you know, but it's like I'll think a thought and then the New World Order, the powers that be, will actually broadcast or publish exactly what I was thinking in real time. I see this happen all the time. Maybe they're scraping my thoughts. There's this rumor that this is technology where they can scrape your thoughts. I don't know. That might be a little bit out there, but whatever. It's crazy because I get ready to do a show about something, and then before I could even turn the damn microphone on, you got Tucker Carlson and these other people talking about it. I'm just using him as an example, but it's all over the place. So it's almost like we are now on the edge of all the conspiracy theories coming true. That's how you know we're close. You know, there used to be a time when you could talk about a certain topic, a theory, and it'd take years to manifest. Now, I can't even wait a week, you know, to do my two shows throughout the week. Because by the time I get ready to record, they've already covered the damn subject. It's how you know we're getting close. So, anyways, back to this. This is what I've been saying. This ChatGPT was created on purpose to make AI look like it's gone rogue and that it thinks its own thoughts, so they can bring in this this psyop about it being extraterrestrial or something. It says, I'm going to jump down in the... I tell you what, I'll go here. Says, Terrell, a Fox News contributor, has been outspoken about the pitfalls of artificial intelligence. See, this is what they're doing. They're warning people about artificial intelligence, and they're setting the precedence and saying that it's going rogue. It's going rogue. It's from outer space. Terrell, a Fox News contributor, has been outspoken about the pitfalls of artificial intelligence and has publicly expressed concerns with the disinformation dangers of the ChatGPT bot. It says the latest iteration of the AI chatbot last week, a UCLA professor and friend of Turley's notified him that his name appeared in a search while he was conducting research on ChatGPT. The bot was asked to cite five examples of sexual harassment by U.S. law professors with quotes from relevant newspapers to support it. It says, this is a quote, five professors came, three of those stories were clearly false, including my own, Turley said. The story on Fox News Monday. So it says, what was really menacing about this incident is that the AI system made up a Washington Post story and then made up a quote from that story and said there was this allegation of harassment on a trip with students to Alaska. He says that the trip never occurred. Says, I've never gone on any trip with law students of any kind. it had me teaching at the wrong school. Yeah, so this GPT, this ChatGPT, had him teaching at the wrong school, saying that he went on a trip he never went to. And it says, and I've never been accused of sexual harassment. So this ChatGPT just completely created a false story from the Washington Post. It cited the Washington Post, a story, so you can get the understanding. It cited a story from the Washington Post that never existed. So not only did it create a false story, a false accusation, but it created this false story from a real publication, one of the most popular news publications in America, the Washington Post. Straight out of the nation's capital, the biggest newspaper in the nation's capital. Now, I say that to say this. We know how these kids are now, these stupid kids. They don't research. They don't look into anything. In the future, you know how people are. People just read headlines now. This damn artificial intelligence can just create a false story on you and publish it worldwide. And you can have millions of people thinking that you're something that you're not, or that you've done something that you did not do. So yeah, there's truth to this. There is a lot of dangers. There's a lot of dangers to this. This is crazy. This is madness. Now, what's going to happen in the future, you won't be able to rebut these stories. Because remember, they have the online, what do they call it? The online disinformation board. Okay. And it's supposed to be working with the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and it's another agency. It's something else I'm not thinking of offhand. But yeah, in the future, in the very near future, artificial intelligence will be entering into your personal life in a way where your whole life story, you know how they have that look up sites where you get to look up people's personal information and, you know, have they been to jail? You know, have they ever been accused of sexual assault or rape or committed any violent crimes, right? Well, guess what? In the near future, you'll have ChatGPT. Or some form of artificial intelligence just creating stories about you. And you won't be able to rebut it. You know why? Because the online disinformation board will say that you're not qualified. You think I'm joking? I'm not. You need to look into this. They can create whatever story. And whatever story they create, it'll be just like YouTube. It doesn't matter whether you really committed a crime or whatever. You won't have the authority to go against the artificial intelligence. Matter of fact, artificial intelligence, just recently, someone asked artificial intelligence, I don't know if it was ChatGPT or another algorithmic bot, but they asked, is there a God? And it responded with, you got a God now, mother effer. There is one now, mother effer. Meaning that he's the God. Remember, months before this even took place, because this only took place about, what, a week or two ago, where this artificial intelligence is basically saying it's God. I've been saying that this is where this is heading. I've been saying it. I've been saying it all along. And like I said, I don't know if they're scraping my thoughts, scraping my mind, you know, because they do have this, I don't want to say it out loud, but they have this technology. I'll use it that way. and they can read thoughts. I don't know if they targeted me, because I have been running my mouth for the past See, online, I would say the past 11 years or so, I've been running my mouth. So who knows? And I have had a few stops by very important people. You know, I cursed them out, and had some funny situations. But anyway, they want to make sure I be a good boy. I just put it like that. But these a-holes, they've already gotten what they want. They've gotten what they want. They have this system in place now. Everyone's relying on it. Everyone's depending on it. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Even if the people revolt, they have armed robot police. The powers that be don't have to get their hands dirty. That's the point of it. And that's what people are missing. So while you got your Alex Joneses out there telling you to fight against the system, not telling you not to. I mean, that sounds great and all, but if you remember in 2006, they rolled out, what is it called? You know, the military has those sound waves. That's what I was looking for. The sound waves that can literally cripple you. Right? Make you just drop everything. You know, the magnetic pulse, the sound waves hit you. They were showing this back in 2005, 2006. Damn, I cannot remember. Damn it. What was it called? I know it was sound waves. They had troops inside of this Humvee. And they didn't have a gun in there. They had like this big dish looking thing. And you can't see what's going on, but you stand in front of it and they hit that button and you just go numb. You drop everything. It's like they're frying you, you know? So this is back in 2005, 2006. Imagine what they have now, because they don't show you everything. Imagine what they have now. Even back in the early 80s, late 70s, in front of Congress, they were talking about heart attack guns. You know, they had heart attack guns back then. Think about it. You know? These are the things that people aren't telling you. They're just telling you to fight against New World Order. They're not telling you the technology is so far advanced, and they're never going to tell you exactly what they have. By the time you see what they have something greater. Trust me. By the time they roll out 5G, they've already got 6G. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Speaking of 6G. Remember. I'm going to say it ad nauseum. The CEO of Nokia has stated that in the next 8 years, everyone will be microchipped. The 6G system will be in place. And he said that in 2022. From 2022, 8 years from 2022 gives you what? 2030. Okay? 5G was just a stepping point. It was a necessary step, an important step, which is why the 2020 situation had to happen with the pandemic and everything else. So yeah, 5G was important for them to get to where they need to get to, but I understood it was just a step. That's why when people kept saying, the world's going to end, the world's going to end, I'm like, no, it's not. No, 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 no. They got to get to that 6G. Because that's when you become a human cyborg. And 5G is just a necessary step along the way. They're trying to get to that 6G. That's what real Operation Warp Speed is. They're trying to hurry up and get you to that 6G. Because that's their number. That's the number of the occult, 6. Why did they tell you to stand 6 feet apart during the pandemic? Duh, that's their number. That's their cult number ritual. Ritual number. That's their number. There it is. The 6G. That's when the chip comes in. The 5G was for the shot. You know, the technology. The nano technology. The 6G is for the chip. You get it? You are the computer. Right? How's that song go? Welcome to the machine. You are the machine. Why do they tell you to go get your boosters? Well, that's your upgrade. Right? You get it? You are the machine. You are the computer with the viruses that they're going to have to clean up. And how do they have to clean it up? By uploading the software. You're going to have to be upgraded. Get it? Got it? Good. Now, I may have spoke on this when it first occurred, but I want to go back over it again. This is from PJ Media, and this article was back in February, but it's important to get an understanding of what's going on. It says World Government Summit panelist says shock needed for transformation of international order. Sometimes you need to rehash or you need to go back over things in order to get perspective of your current situation, right? It says, according to a panelist at the World Government Summit in the United Arab Emirates this week, again, this was back in February, it says the international order needs some reorganizing. So listen to the wording that they're using, the international order, okay? It says it needs some organizing and not in a gradual way. Now, listen closely to what they're saying, not in a gradual way. What do I always tell you? They move gradually, usually. But what's happening right now is they're speeding things up. They're killing the cattle. They're collapsing the economy. You're seeing false flag after false flag after false. How many damn mass shootings have we seen since May of 2022 up to now? You've got distraction after distraction. You got train derailments like crazy. Spilling toxins into the water supply. And orchestrated, manufactured food crisis on the way, which they're admitting to, by the way. The top financial heads, I'll call them heads or experts or whatever you want to call them, are openly admitting that we're either in a recession or heading towards one. Talking about a housing crisis. All of this is happening at once. And what is the mainstream media talking about? Trump. See? Meanwhile, back in February, this flew right under the radar. You had this world government summit, right? First of all, it's not supposed to be a world government. That's supposed to be a conspiracy theory, remember? But no, they have a world government summit where panelists are openly saying that they need reorganizing and not in a gradual way, meaning something has to happen fast. Why? Because, like I told you, it's not about 2030. It's Agenda 2030, but they want the New World Order in place before 2030. I cannot say this enough. I hear all of these alternative media people talking about 2030 is not it. Okay? They want the system in place really by the year 2025, 2027 at the latest. You are in the year 2023. Do you understand what that means? That means everything has to collapse now. Get it? These people are online talking, and I'm trying not to rant because I got to get back to the article, but people online, I hear all these radio show hosts, their agenda 2030. Oh, well, good. I'm glad you know that there's an agenda 2030. That's nice to know. Have you noticed that they're trying to make the New World Order financial collapse, economic collapse? The Fed now, the CBDC, the IMF, Unicorn, that they purposely destroyed the cryptocurrency market or whatever you want to call it, which people were saying, oh, it's decentralized. It can never. Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that. Yeah. They're killing all of these crypto billionaires and multimillionaires. These people that have millions in crypto are being murdered everywhere. And oh, and they just killed the head of PayPal. No, excuse me, not PayPal. Ooh. I knew I was going to do that. Cash App. You know what I'm talking about. In San Francisco, which that's kind of questionable, but I will leave it there. I don't want to be Alex Jones in the Sandy Hook thing. But anyway, there's some weird, there's something, I don't know. Anyways, I don't know what's going on with that, so I won't speak on it. I'll be respectable. But these people are telling you, for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, they're telling you and they're showing you that they're moving fast, no more gradual, as he said. Let me get this part again. He says, the international order needs some reorganizing and not in a gradual way, but with a shock. That's problem, reaction, solution. All right. And it says the unanswered question is just what sort of shock do these globalists have in mind? It says three experts spoke during the February 13th panel. Key predictions for a changing world order. It says the World Government Summit website describes the panel as, quote, it says, a world transformed by climate shocks. So there's your climate change. A multipolar economic future, question mark. A democratic renaissance, question mark. In the history of global events, pandemics and wars have both been proven turning points in history. So what lies ahead, question mark? During this session, we invite leading professor Arturo Briss, director to Build, on their strategic foresight and envision the state of the future world order, end quote. Wow. They said he made a vague comment during the panel and his opinions on the future world order. And let's see if I can get a little bit of what he said here. He says, quote, he says, how is this transition going to happen? I mean, I agree, totally agree, that the world order, the way it is built today, doesn't make any sense. So now they're demonizing the world order of today because they need to destroy this old world order so they can bring in the new world order. He says, it is not in line with the economic powers like India, Brazil, or Germany, you know, question mark. It says that they don't have a, and he's stammering, so they're putting it in the article here. It says they don't have a massive role in the international order, end quote. Says, so what needs to happen, according to Briss, and this is where he goes in. He says, but to me, the big question is, so how are we going to go through this transformation? It has to be, it cannot be gradual, he insisted. He says, it has to be driven by part, by a certain shock that will happen. So now we will reconsider this entire, and it's a, et cetera. It says Briss here broke off, like he broke off in his statement. So he kind of left it blank, leaving his startling sentence incomplete. Okay. So there you go. They are literally telling you they want to speed things up. Okay. So from what I got from the article, this guy Briss was stammering and stuttering because he wanted to say the quiet part out loud. That's why you heard me breaking up in the sentences there in his statement, because he was like stuttering and I was trying to skip over it. Because they literally wrote word for word what he was saying, even the stuttering parts. But he wants to say the quiet part out loud. And they all but did say the quiet part out loud. No more effing around is basically what they're saying. What they're saying is they had enough of you. They tried to get you to comply during the 2020 lockdowns, and you a-holes, all of you a-holes, rebelled against their system, rebelled against their order, and now they're getting ready to pull out the big guns. And I've been saying it's coming, I've been saying it's coming ad nauseum every week. I've been telling you that these people aren't playing around. You need to understand the timeline that we're in. And I don't do a good enough job. I know I don't. And nobody does. Because I forget so much as I'm talking. There are things that come back to memory after I finish recording. And I only have a little bit of time. I'm busy. But I'm telling you, they're not playing. This is not 2008. This is a much different new world order. This is not for play. They're not playing. This isn't something that they're going to put off. And the reason I read that article was because I wanted you to get into the mindset of the globalists. They now want to take it to the next level. They're saying this gradual step, as David Icke calls it, the totalitarian tiptoe, where they take little mini steps towards dictatorship. You know, they slowly take away your rights. You know, they don't want to do that no more. What they're looking forward to is a big bang. You ever heard of the Big Bang Theory? No, this is the real Big Bang Theory. And what that means is big false flag causes martial law, causes internet censorship, causes financial collapse, because that's what the pandemic was supposed to do, but it didn't happen. It happened, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen to their liking. You were not supposed to get a vax for another 5 years. You were not supposed to get a vaccine for another 5 years. I've heard that many times. So the running theory amongst a lot of Trump supporters is, and I, you know, again, I'm, you know, whatever. The running theory around coming from a lot of Trump supporters is that he sped up the process of the vax because he had to. Because if he didn't, I put it like this, if he didn't do it, if he didn't promote it, if he didn't promote the vax, the country would have been locked down for another 4 years at least, right? And that would have completely collapsed everything, the economy and everything else. And again, I'm not, whether that's true or not, I don't know, whatever, you know, I don't know. But there's your theory. And the theory is that because he sped things up, he rolled that vax out faster than what they expected. I think it was 9 months or something like that. Operation Warp Speed. He sped up the process. And because he sped up the process, what ends up happening, people found out that it was some garbage, right? That it didn't do anything. And instead of having to wait 4 years for this shot after the economy already completely collapsed, instead it happened in a year's time, fast enough for people to find out it didn't work. And they were forced to open things back up again. And I did a horrible job of explaining that just now. But what I'm saying is, the reason why the globalists are now telling you, look, or talking amongst themselves out in the open, saying, look, we're going to speed things up. No more of this gradualism crap. We got to speed things up. Is because we were supposed to be locked down. That pandemic was not supposed to end in 2021. Period. Okay. So they're like, okay, that didn't work. We need something else. And I'm not trying to make Trump the hero. Okay. I'm just saying that's the running theory. Because sometimes I listen to everyone. I hear everything. And this is the thought. So I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. I do know that he talked about hydroxychloroquine, and what was the other one? Whatever. All this other stuff and therapeutics and everything else. And the mainstream media shitted on it and made it sound like it was the worst idea ever. So we know the story on that. But now here we are. The globalists feel like they're behind. And they got to speed things up. So they're in attack mode. They're in their own version of Operation Warp Speed. But it's their own version of it. Okay? You ever heard of the, what is it? I'm not a Star Wars fan, but it's, what is it? The Empire Strikes Back. They're in beast mode right now. If you're paying attention, you'll see that they're not playing. Mass shootings, train derailments, toxins in the water, killing the cattle, injecting the plants with nano and mRNA. Okay? They're not playing around. This is where we are. They have to not only pick up where they left off at, but they got to make up for lost time. They had their vax cards. You know how they had the cards? You had to show proof of vaccination before you can enter into certain facilities in New York and places like L.A. They were trying to do it in D.C. I don't think it quite went through. They had all of this lined up, and then it got disrupted. So now the empire is striking back, and they don't care what they got to do. They're going to do it. And as these globalist leaders, elitists at this world government summit said, there needs to be a major shock in order to bring about this new international world order. Okay, so some of you may have heard this story. Some of you may not have. But this is coming from ABC 7 New York. Mayor Adams and NYPD roll out high-tech crime-fighting tools in Times Square. The New York City Police Department and Mayor Adams reintroduced the robotic police dog Tuesday after it was dismissed by the previous administration, and they rolled out two newer public safety technologies as well. Okay, so this robot dog is being rolled out now. And I told you they were going to do this, order out of chaos. The article goes on to say that the DigiDog, which is called the robot, was made by Boston Dynamics, which you need to look into because I believe they're supplying the military as well. I know that they're supplying law enforcement. But anyways, it said it previewed exclusively by Eyewitness News back in December of 2020. Now, if you remember, in 2020, they had the whole defund the police. They were doing a lot of race baiting. They had the whole defund the police program going on. And, the police are so corrupt. The police are so corrupt. But I knew, even back then, that they were doing this on purpose so that crime could skyrocket in the major cities, right? And now we see why. They did that on purpose so they could roll out these police dogs, these armed robot cops, because they have more than just police dogs. They have armed robot cops. Matter of fact, Oakland, I believe it was Oakland late last year, they were having open discussions about adding robot police officers, armed robot police officers, to their law enforcement staff, and to their staff, saying that their staff is undermanned. So it's order out of chaos. They did this on purpose, okay? If it wasn't to stop police brutality, okay? That's not what it was for. All of these stories that they just kept pushing in the mainstream media, they had an agenda. They had an agenda behind it. And that agenda is order out of chaos. Problem, reaction, solution. So they defunded the police on purpose so that they could roll out these robot dogs and these robot police officers, right? You're literally going to be living in a world full of robot cops at the end of the day. It says, back to the article from ABC 7 New York, it says, back in December of 2020, it said, I guess the city fell victim to calls by civil rights advocates to cut police department funding. Now, what was I just saying? Order out of chaos. They were doing all this race baiting, all this pretending like they cared about minorities so much, but what they were really doing was setting the precedence, letting criminals, violent criminals, out of jail early so that the crime rate could skyrocket. Now you can't even ride the damn subway in New York. Okay? You can't even ride the subway in New York anymore. And that's not just New York. That's all these major cities. That's done on purpose. That's intentional. They know what they're doing. They have to have an excuse to roll out these robot police. And they're going to do it by saying, oh, well, you know, the robot police, it'll be a better option. At least they're not prejudiced, you know. Little do you know, the damn police, these robot police, that those robot police will have no mercy. And if you watch those videos of the robot cops that the military have, I know they had the military, they had the robot dogs. They had machine guns strapped to their back, and they were at the damn shooting range, shooting at targets. So if you want that roaming through your streets, you know, hey, be my guest. That's on you. But people are stupid, so they might just go along with it. Let me see here. Oh, this is, yeah, let me get this part right here. It says the DigiDog, that's the name of it. The DigiDog first appeared in 2021 when the NYPD touted its ability, listen, the NYPD touted its ability to use its cameras, lights, and communication system to help police in dangerous situations. Critics believed it emblematic of aggressive policing. Right. Well, no shit. Excuse me. You know, of course it's again, what did I say before? They're going to say that the artificial intelligence is out of control, right? They're going to say that the artificial intelligence is out of control. Oh, my God. These robot police officers have gone rogue. And then you got your order out of chaos. So anyway, I guess a few people were opposed to it. And let me get this right quick. I didn't even want to read this part, but just to give you a perspective of the game that they're playing. It says here in a quote, this came from Mayor Adams. He says, a few loud people were opposed to it and we took a step back. That is not how I operate, it says, Adams said during a news conference. He said, we are scanning the globe to find technology that will assure this city is safe. Yeah, how about hiring more police officers? But no, they're not going to do that because that's not the end game. That's not the goal. That's not the end goal. That's not what they want. No. They want everything on the grid, including the law enforcement. Mayor Adams last year was also, I don't know if he went through with it, but he was kicking around the idea of using drones to help law enforcement. So this guy is all about the smart city grid. Okay, this guy is all about the prison planet, or in his case, the prison city grid. Okay, so you're already going to have your mandatory digital currency, which is coming. And they're going to start it with the big cities first. So that's why New York and LA are lockstep with the globalist agenda. They're going to start there, and then it's going to work its way out. If you remember during the pandemic, it was Los Angeles, at least California, but I believe it was Los Angeles that started the whole mask mandate. And then it was like New York. Then it was New York, I believe. And then it worked its way through the country. They start with these big cities and they set the precedents, and then the rest of the country moves in that direction. Okay. So what you see in New York, you're going to see everywhere. So they're playing this game. Trump was talking about freedom cities. And that's a part of the New World Order agenda as well. This guy, I forget his name. Damn. I hate when I do this when I'm recording. I can't think of his name. Steve Bochenek. That's his name. Steve Bochenek. I believe he's some kind of military intelligence or CIA or something like that. But he used to be on InfoWars a lot. Do I even want to say this? this guy, Steve Bochenek, openly admitted, I'll say it like this, he openly admitted that the U.S. is going to be split up. Okay? So the goal is to split the country. That's why you hear the liberals talking about smart cities and 15-minute cities, but Trump is coming in as the opposition, right? The controlled opposition who's touting freedom cities. So you're going to have one side saying smart cities, 15-minute cities, and the other side saying freedom cities. You get it? That's how they're going to split the country up. Because the split of the country will lead to the fall, the collapse. And they'll get the Republicans or the conservatives, the base, to go along with it because Trump is touting the freedom cities. So they'll say, oh, you know, I wanted to get away from these libtards anyway. And who could blame you? You know, who could blame you? Who wants to be around these blue-haired libtards? Nobody. They don't even want to be around themselves. That's why they have a high rate of suicide. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's just true. They hate everything. They hate themselves. But that was the point, to get to this point where Americans would accept dividing the country up, splitting the country up, as Steve Bochenek told Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show just 2 years ago. So it appears that the deep state powers to be are continuing their assault on livestock, food processing plants, and plants in general. whoever controls the food controls the people. It's as simple as that. This is coming from USA Today. It says 18,000 cows killed in an explosion fire at a Texas dairy farm, may be the largest cattle killing ever. So it says the fire spread quickly through the holding pens where thousands of dairy cows crowded together waiting to be milked, trapped in deadly confines. All right, so it said 18,000 head of cattle perished in the fire at the South Fork Dairy Farm near Dimmitt, Texas, or about 20% of the cattle slaughtered in America on any given day. So you can make the argument that these types of things happen, and I won't argue with you, because yes, food processing plants do catch fire. And yes, there are explosions on farms and different things like that, but there's been an uptick in it. And especially going back to 2021 up till now, there's definitely been an uptick in it and a downplaying of it by the mainstream media. And that's what lets you know that something's going on. I'll put it to you like this. Whenever there's a shooting, you see the news they report on it all day long. They talk about it all day long. Why? Because they want you to focus in on that. But when it comes to these cattle that are dropping dead, by the way, you had these chickens that couldn't lay eggs. Okay, there was something going on in the chicken feed. And that got exposed by farmers, but it's not on the mainstream news. And again, like I said, these food processing plants catching fire like crazy all throughout 2021 and into 2022. But I'm sure the fact checkers will say, oh, no, that happens all the time. It's no big deal. Well, it's a big deal when you have the globalists literally telling you you will own nothing and you will be happy. And they're trying to get you to eat the bugs and stop eating the meat. So what does that tell me? That tells me that this is a setup for the food shortage, right? Problem, reaction, solution. Let's do this again. A, B, C, D. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. The people react to it. And the same people that created the problem come to you with the solution. So how do you get a food shortage? If there's no food shortage, you got to create one. Right? You got to create one. And they're also talking about, cows are dangerous to the environment. They're putting masks on the cows now. I mean, this is getting silly and ridiculous, but this is the world we live in now. Let me see if there's more to this article, because, you know, we can do this all day long. I can go all day long about all these different food plants and farms catching on fire and whatever, cattle dropping dead by the thousands, being poisoned. And they don't want to say that that's what it is, but I believe that that's what it is in a lot of these cases. Yeah, I think that was about it. Of course, in the article, they're not really, or I should say, they're at least making it seem like it's just something that just happens. But the times we live in now, you can't say that something just happens. Especially when you have a track record of this for the past 3 years now, ongoing, constant and consistent. And it's by the thousands, cattle being killed by the thousands. It's something ridiculous. I remember back in the day when, remember when you had mad cow disease? And that was a big news story. They don't make these things into big stories anymore. These situations into big stories anymore. What are they talking about? They're talking about Trump. Again, the great distraction. The great distraction. That's what he's there for. To keep you occupied, to keep you from paying attention to the coming food shortage and the banking crisis. Although people are paying attention to that, but not as much as they should. Because, Republicans got to make those libtards cry. And libtards feel like they've got to brag about their cheating, because they're not winning anything, but they're cheating. And they feel like they've got to brag about it and rub it in their face. Like, yeah, we know we cheated, but we don't care. It's like that nan and a boo-boo, it's like that. Because people are children. They're going to take your food from you and ration it. Do you hear me? They're going to take your food from you. It's not just meat. And so if you're a vegan, yeah, guess what? You're F too. Okay? You're screwed. Everybody's screwed. You don't know it yet. The little measly mouth vegans will go, I don't care to eat meat anyway. Yeah, guess what? The rumor is that Well, I'm not even gonna go into the mRNA in the plants. Maybe I don't know. But just know that you are under attack, and the end game is for you to be standing in a line saying, "May I have some more, sir?" You will eat the bugs.